Robinhood Radio presents The Shape of Things with Matthew White from the Hillsdale General Store.
When I was barely a teenager, my parents moved our entire family for 1 year to a place Texans used to call Old Mexico. My father, ever interested in travel and people, always wanted to be a missionary. He found his chance when he was offered a position to teach the children of Bible translators in the town of Itzmiquilpan in the state of Hidalgo. The town was built around a 16th century church and a plaza with a huge bronze statue of Diana the Huntress. She was buck naked. There were a lot of things my young eyes had not seen to that point, such as nude statues, dire poverty, and strangely shaped fruit. But over that year, my eyes would be open to things I never knew existed. In the plaza, every Tuesday was an open-air market where farmers and craftspeople would bring their wares. Baskets and leather sandals were sold next to produce such as cactus, dried corn, and a whole assortment of freshly picked fruits and vegetables. I also saw images of death in the churches. Back in Amarillo, our bare-bones Protestant church had cinder block walls painted hospital green and a linoleum floor. Art was not permitted in that setting. In Mexican churches, each corner held yet another bleeding saint with mournful, glassy eyes. Saintly bones and body parts were decoratively displayed in gilded, glass-encased reliquaries, like fancy perfume bottles at a department store. Paintings and sculpture depicted angels with gilded wings, and no one was without a disc-shaped halo. These images were all new to me. As autumn began, the town was abuzz with preparation for the Dia de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead. Women and children started by cleaning the graveyards and festooning the old gray stones with extravagant displays of marigolds. The acrid smell of the flower permeated the air, while the bright orange color glowed against the simply shaped tombs. Every man, woman, and child seemed to be making skulls and skeletons in every conceivable size and configuration. The morbidity of it shocked my mother at first, but the charm and even humor of these figures somehow dispelled any ghoulishness. We told ourselves that the Mexicans were trying to create their own version of Halloween, not realizing that their tradition dated back to the Aztecs. A mad festival of music, food, and devil-may-care flying acrobats happened on the big day. Fireworks that had been attached to handmade bamboo armatures created splendid spinning wheels of fire. It was spectacular, and easily 1,000 times better than the tri-state fair back home, where slack-jawed teenagers stared at cows and ate corn dogs. One late afternoon, we were heading back to town after a brief visit to Mexico City. We noticed on the right side of the road a small cluster of people. They were in a circle, solemnly looking down as if in prayer. Daddy slowed the car, and as we pulled close, the circle opened up into a horseshoe. There at the center was a man and his bicycle, both laying in total stillness on the ground. An enormous burlap bag of dried corn kernels that had been tied to his back had broken open, sending huge sprays of the grain across the ground in the shape of enormous gilded wings. His head was surrounded by a round halo of red. I had seen this image many times of late in the saints and angels of the churches across Mexico. Time stopped, and the image froze in my mind. I was able to take in the sad and accepting faces of the women and small children that circled the body. He looked oddly peaceful given his sudden and violent death. This young man had ridden his bicycle from who knows how far to bring his corn to market in the shadow of Diana. No doubt his family was counting on his return and the few pesos he would bring home. The shape of his golden wings seared in my mind. His bicycle was of no use to him now. He belonged to a different world.
Matthew White is an author, designer, and proprietor of the Hillsdale General Store.